We're following the major protests in Hong Kong today. Police are forcibly removing protesters from the legislative building after demonstrators broke in and spray-painted walls inside. The protesters want a controversial extradition bill scrapped completely and for Hong Kong's leader to step down. WBUR reporter Adrian Ma is in Hong Kong. He was overlooking a highway that had been overtaken by protesters when we reached him earlier today. We asked him to describe what he'd been seeing.
Well, it was sort of a changing picture throughout the day. I got to the area where protesters were gathering around 7 in the morning, and initially they were trying to disrupt a flag-raising ceremony that was related to this handing over holiday. It was basically a ceremony to commemorate the handing over of Hong Kong from the British to the Chinese. And as the ceremony was going on, there were some clashes between protesters and police. Some protesters who had sort of were being beaten back with batons and shields. There was tear gas in one instance. And sort of the mid-afternoon, it just kind of got into this tense waiting mode. There were lines of police and lines of protesters that were right against each other, a lot of yelling. And now that the sun is set, it is nighttime now. There are a lot of people here swarming around. And it is sort of like organized chaos right now.
We understand that the police who are there have, some of them have turned their cameras on the protesters themselves. The police have come under a lot of criticism. What kind of activity have you seen among the police, and what is their presence like?
You know, there's so many people here that I think I would have a hard time finding the police. I mean, it's basically a sea of black. And by that, I mean people wearing black T-shirts and black pants. I will say that more than a couple of times throughout the day, when I pulled out my camera to try and, you know, get some pictures of the scene, a protester would stop me and say, "Who are you with?" And they're really worried about police taking pictures and possibly being able to identify them later and arrest them. And that's why actually a lot of the protesters are wearing face masks.
So this shows you some of the distrust there. Are these people who would normally come out in protest? I mean, give us kind of a sketch of who you're seeing, who you're talking to. Are they young people, older people, families?
They are pretty overwhelmingly young people. I mean, they look to be mostly in their teens and 20s. And I sort of got a mix of responses when I asked them why they were here. A couple told me that they had participated in the Umbrella Movement protests back in 2014 when those protesters were demanding more democratic civil rights. I talked to another student who was actually just 17 years old, and she told me she graduated high school, and she's not very political usually, but she says that the more that she has sort of researched and learned about the relationship between China and Hong Kong, that she's becoming increasingly worried that at some point the rights that Hong Kongers currently enjoy will be increasingly curtailed. So she basically said, "I'm here today to protest because I'm not sure I'm going to have that right in the future."
Adrian Ma, reporter for WBUR in Boston. He is now in Hong Kong amidst the protesters there. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thank you.